sure any, would you use any Spanish phrases or not?
Adios.
Would you really use that, or?
Oh, it would depend on the person. I could.
Okay. All right, that's the whole interview, but I'd sort of like to get back to this, the first page of the interview, and ask you a little bit more about your experience in El Paso.
Okay.
What was it like growing up here?
Well, it was very pleasant. I enjoyed El Paso. We moved several times when I was young, you know.
Within the city?
Within the city, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We started out, our first home that I can remember was on, Waco, one of those streets. No, it wasn't Waco. It was another one over in that. But then we lived on Drive for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That was before it was so, you know, it wasn't like it is now. Then we moved to Manhattan Heights to Street. And that's really where we lived most of the time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
In El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
That was our real.
What are the places where you said that you had lived in another place in the U.S. for a while?
When we were first married, Charlie and I lived in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
I haven't been there, but it must be a beautiful community.
It is. Very, very pretty. And we were so fortunate because we had an apartment close to where that Forest Hills golf course where they play the Augusta National.
Yes, you got to see it.
Uh-huh. And it was during the war, and people were so gracious and so wonderful. This woman opened her home and let us live in the top floor, which she had made into an apartment. And it was just really, really nice.
That's really nice. You're lucky.
Yes, very fortunate.
Because my grandma had to live in a chicken house.
Well,
in Macon.
A lot of people did. Yes.
So that was just during the war that you lived there.
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
Oh, we didn't live there even a year, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the war ended and we came back here.
Do you think that because your husband's from like South Carolina that he has influenced your speech in any way?
It could possibly be.
Do you recognize anything in your speech that comes from him?
Not right off the top of my head.
Like pronunciations, or you find yourself saying certain words that he uses?
No, I don't really think so. I think that.
Because my dad's from Long Island, but he lost his accent pretty quickly when he came out here.
Uh-huh.
And when he goes back, of course, he gets it back.
But, you know, I think maybe I have influenced his speech, although he still has a very pronounced accent.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've probably influenced each other, having been married for 55 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's really all the questions that I had for you, unless you wanted to tell me some interesting story about El Paso history that you know.
Well, let's see if I can think of something really interesting to tell you. Right off the top of my head, I can't. You know, your grandmother and I knew each other in school, and also her mother and my aunt were very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting to me when we became friends again through the PE.
Yeah, that's really neat. So there wasn't anything of like political interest or anything exciting going on in El Paso back in those days before the war, maybe?
I'll tell you that after the war, when we came back here, my husband was the first Republican to run for Congress.
Huh.
And I'll show you the picture that he has made with Eisenhower.
That is so neat.
Which did happen.
Wow.
But, you know, it was.
So there hadn't been any Republicans running in El Paso before then?
No.
They just probably thought it wasn't worth it? Or
Democrats.